let yourself just relax. And be aware of this process, the enjoyable sensations of your body relaxing. And give your mind the opportunity also to just simply relax and float around doing whatever it wants to do. Can you just be the present? Present is the witness. The accommodating, non-judgmental witness who's just simply allowing whatever experiences are there, good or bad, to simply be as they are. Without your sense, without yourself becoming tense or strained. No matter what is occurring in your mind or externally. See if you can just be totally relaxed and present to the experience, whatever it may be. It's called really the asangatvam, being unattached, not trying or needing to change it, just simply allowing it to be. Let your mind just simply rest in your own being. Just the conscious being that you are. Again, without trying to control it or change it. Just simply let the self be its support. The self, which is really, by its own nature, whole and complete, just the silent presence that is you, it itself isn't lacking, nor is it filled with any type of anxiety or worry. It is very simply a silent presence, which by its very nature is whole. See if the words I'm using can land on the fact of it. There is no worry in the self. Worry comes and goes in a self which is present to it. But itself free from it. Your mind has a choice to hang out and hang on to the worry, or to hang on to the self. To identify with the worry, or to abide in the self. Identify with the self. If I know the self, why do I choose to identify with the worry? I should ask the part that is worried, tell me, why are you worried? It's usually because I'm afraid something will happen and then I'll be hurt or unhappy or threatened in some way. It's good to listen to what the mind tells you, and then to bring that worried one home to yourself, home to your understanding, home to your knowledge. Bring the mind home to what you know to be true. On so many levels, the wholeness that I am, can never be touched or taken away. And even from the standpoint of my prarabdha, the karmas that brought me into this life and will take me all the way through. Even on that level, no one can take from me what is mine. And what isn't mine, I won't get anyway. And whether I get it or not, is my wholeness at stake? Is my ananda at stake? I am free because it's not at stake. It's the fear, the belief that it is at stake that keeps me bound. Get used to bringing the mind home. When it gets itself in trouble, bring it home to what you know to be true. Let it relax there. Thank you.